Okay, Gormahe Gata Carhirly, and I want to thank you for selecting the matter before the House, this very important commencement today, which is a sensitive issue, but an issue which dates back to the 17th of May 1973, when a young man, aged 24 years of age, Michael Leonard, was killed, fatally wounded by an RUC officer travelling close to the border in County Donegal. I want to thank my friend and colleague, Councillor Michael Nocton, for raising this matter with me, and to acknowledge the search for justice by the Leonard family since 1973. They have been trying to unearth the truth ever since the evening just before 6 o'clock, when Michael Leonard was shot dead. He was travelling alone in a car close to the border, and the RUC opened fire on him. An inquest was held shortly thereafter, a number of months afterwards, but the inquest had, first of all, the three police officers who were travelling in the Land Rover that evening, none of them were present at the inquest, so therefore there was no cross-examination of the facts as they were. An RUC inspector gave evidence to the coroner, but the inquest was riddled with holes, and the RUC on at least three occasions changed the details of the story concerning the unlawful murder of Michael Leonard. This is a matter that essentially requires truth in order that the family can finally lay this matter to rest. They're not willing to do that, and rightly so, and I fully support them in their endeavour to find truth and justice for the killing of this young man in 1973, who was engaged at the time. The Paper Trail, which is a charity organisation established in the north, helps victims of crime, particularly from the security forces down through the years of the Troubles. And a great gentleman there, Kieran McCart, has carried out research and investigations together with a cousin of the murdered Michael Leonard, Father Joe Leonard, who has over the years unearthed research from the British authorities, which clearly confirms that there was essentially collusion at the heart of the truth here, and the fact that the RUC changed their story a number of times in order to make sure that the truth surrounding the murder never made its way to the light of day. That's wrong. The Irish government did intervene at the time, I understand, in late 73, early 74, and thereafterwards, seeking to have the truth made available. However, that never happened. There was all sorts of allegations around the fact that perhaps Michael Leonard was connected with the IRA at the time, that his father was a member. That was complete rubbish. Nothing of that whatsoever. And it clearly shows that the RUC on that evening deliberately shot this young man. One of the stories afterwards that there was one shot fired. Another story was that the shots were fired over the car. But the truth is that there was at least three shots fired in that evening, and there's written evidence to back that up. So what's required here essentially is that the Irish government, now there are other cases in the north of Ireland as well, this is not the only case where truth and reconciliation is needed in order to allow the truth to emerge and families to move on. It's very difficult to move on when the truth is not made available. In fact, the Attorney General of Northern Ireland, John Larkin, who is the current Attorney General, said that the killing was not justified, and he referred the matter to the Director of Public Prosecutions to review whether the police should be prosecuted before considering a new inquest. Now, there is a requirement for a new inquest. There's also a full requirement to call on the British authorities to release some of the information. So what I'm calling for today, just to conclude, is that the Irish government, and particularly the Department of Foreign Affairs, would make a request of the British authorities to execute a fresh and transparent inquiry. at which new evidence of the British Ministry of Defence records can be considered in respect of any findings regarding the murder of Michael Leonard, to undertake an immediate criminal investigation in conjunction with the British authorities, the police, that would be overseen by the Police Ombudsman of Northern Ireland, and to ensure at a diplomatic level that the British government fully cooperate with any such inquiry. This is about finding truth and justice, and I think that the Leonard family, a family living in Pettigo in County Donegal, deserve to know the truth, because while the truth goes unheard, the results of that botched inquest in 1973 remain the words of the British state, and that is wrong, because this man did nothing wrong. Gormila Mahiga the Carly.
Thank you, and just to thank the Senator for raising this very important issue, and I'm pleased to provide a response on behalf of the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Coveney, TD, who's unadvisedly detained, as you can well imagine, in the things that are going on. I want to begin by saying that our thoughts are with Michael Leonard's family at this time. The finding of deeply concerning new information regarding the circumstances of Mr. Leonard's fatal shooting by an RUC officer on the Fermanagh-Donegal border in 1973 can only have compounded the enduring pain of his family at his loss at the age of just 24 years. Mr. Leonard's family, for more than 46 years later, are left now with a more serious questions as to the circumstances of his death and about the subsequent police investigation and a due process of law, which is their right under Article 2 of the Convention of Human Rights. The government understands that the Public Prosecution Service in Northern Ireland is actively considering the case, further to a referral by the Attorney General for Northern Ireland. The government is also aware that a complaint has been made to the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland about the investigation of the fatal shooting of Mr. Leonard, and that the Ombudsman is assessing whether it is a matter that can be investigated by that office. The PSNI is also seized of this case, and it has stated that it is not in a position to comment at this stage. It is essential that nothing is said in this House that could prejudice these ongoing processes, which are of the utmost interest for Michael Leonard's family. I thank Senators for their understanding in this respect today. I wanted to commend the work of Mr. Leonard's cousin, Father Joe McVeigh, and Kieran McArt of Paper Trail, who brought to light the deeply concerning information held in the UK Ministry of Defence regarding Mr. Leonard's case, which has prompted the reviews by the Public Prosecution Service and the Police Ombudsman in Northern Ireland. The government will continue to closely monitor the progress of this case, and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is available to be in contact with Mr. Leonard's family to discuss with him concerns they may have as the reviews in Northern Ireland proceed. The government would of course expect that the British authorities would cooperate fully with any further processes of investigation that may follow in the investigation of Michael Leonard's case, and again would monitor progress closely in consultation with the family. The government will also continue to engage with the British government to seek urgent progress on legislation to implement the framework for dealing with the past that is provided under the Stormont House Agreement of 2014. Victims' families from all communities have had to wait far too long already for appropriate and effective mechanisms to fully investigate outstanding debts from the Troubles. The framework of the Stormont House Agreement is long overdue and urgently needed in Northern Ireland, and the government will continue to work to achieve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Briefly, sir.